Let's get to our guest. Chris Campbell is Chief Policy Strategist at Kroll and Fellow at Kroll Institute, here to discuss the latest on the markets. And we're all trying to work out whether or not the US can avoid a recession despite the aggressive Fed tightening and, of course, all the uncertainties on the geopolitical front too. What's your view, Chris? And I know you're looking very closely at the upcoming CPI report.
Exactly. Yeah, I think it's going to be kind of the whole enchilada, if you will. But I think, you know, further what I do at Kroll, I was formerly Assistant Secretary of U.S. Treasury and had to work very closely with the Federal Reserve in that capacity. You know, like across the board, there's a lot of blinking red lights, and you know, your lead in. Certainly, a recession is very much, probably in reality. And so, yeah, I think that's time for businesses, perhaps even past time for businesses and American families to start preparing for, you know, what could be a period of significant challenge.
Yeah, a lot of companies, I think, are adopting a similar strategy. Although today, Ed Yardeni of Yardeni Research was saying, he sees 60% probability of a soft landing. That seems to be a little bit of an outlier, doesn't it?
It certainly isn't in my case. I think everything is resting on the upcoming CPI data. If it shows that we're at neutral, or even an increase, I think it's certainly emboldened the Federal Reserve to continue rising interest rates, which will absolutely, in my opinion, would completely negate any notion of a soft landing. We're already seeing an uptick in jobless numbers. And so, you know, I think that, you know, things may be trending in the right direction. Some economists are suggesting that we may have seen peak inflation. I don't believe that. But if, you know, I really do believe that this next CPI data set of data is going to be extremely instructive to how long perhaps and you know, if there is even a notional possibility of a soft landing.
How much do the midterm elections change the landscape for investors? You're saying you do expect to see a fair amount of change in Washington.
I do. You know, I've been involved in politics a long time. One thing I can say is that I look at you know, our former president Bill Clinton, and he was famous for quoting and saying that it's the economy, stupid, when going into elections. And typically, Americans tend to vote on their pocketbook issues first, and social issues fall somewhere far behind. Polling data suggests that's actually the case in tomorrow's elections. And so, you know, following that trend, we would expect to see some significant change in Washington, where both houses right now, both the House and Senate, are controlled by Democrats. So, but, you know, focusing on the policies of what perhaps could happen, certainly it'll be, you know, a significant amount of gridlock. But the outside possibility of some kind of grand bargain, if you will, which would be on spending and tax, include perhaps some policy changes related to healthcare and others. And so, you know, I think that that's what we're looking for, perhaps hopeful for, that there, you know, some things, you know, as your listeners quite well know well, is, you know, government has to pay the bills. And so we have to either, you know, pass a budget or not pass a budget. Mm-hmm. And also the debt ceiling is also an incredible force of will in D.C. that could really force some actions, pushing the Democrats and Republicans together. That, you know, could create something, of a grand budget bargain.
Well, it's interesting that you make that point, because today over at Morgan Stanley, Mike Wilson was saying, if you accept the poll pointing to Republicans regaining control of the House, that would lead to lower Treasury bond yields. I mean, is that how you would view divided government and its impact on markets?
Yeah, I also think there'll just be, you know, for right or wrong, there'll be a significant amount of oversight conducted by specifically by the House, not only the Department of Labor, Department of Treasury, and all the other departments in the White House, but also the Federal Reserve and federal, you know, fiscal regulators. And so there's going to be enormous amount of kind of pumping of the brakes, if you will, in D.C. as kind of eyes turned toward responding to House subpoenas. If in fact the House, I think, was taken by Republicans, and so You know, I think that the shift will be quite significant, and I think there'll be a pullback in spending, of course, as Republicans tend to favor more fiscal constraints, and probably a relook of what the bills have been passed or laws that have been signed by President Biden here to date, and on a prospective basis related to any kind of major pieces of legislation that have to be passed in the next 2 years.
Chris, great to have your insights with us. Chris Campbell is Chief Policy Strategist at Kroll and Fellow at Kroll Institute with us from Miami.